You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week this is the place you go to when you want to hear the latest when it comes to anything out of the ordinary. And I'm talking about personal stories. I'm not talking about just sitting here talking the whole time about other things, things that have been researched always. It is personal. People are reaching out. Have you reached out? If you listen to my show and you have something that's on your mind, something that you've experienced, something that you've known or that you've heard of in the family, coworker. Yeah, I mean, this is the place. So go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com. For those of you who cannot spell my name, it's okay. It's okay. and tell me as much details as you would like. Don't feel bad because I am telling you, we love the big juicy emails. They are really helpful in helping to decipher what's going on. And, you know, for a lot of people that are trying to get into this understanding of the paranormal, they're listening. They're following the patterns. We're trying to create this understanding out there instead of having this cookie cutter like, well, I was here for 24 hours and I didn't experience anything, so nothing must have happened. Take the word of people sometimes because they're really risking a lot when they step forward. I don't know many people that are like, yep, this is the way I'm going to retire. I'm going to make up some crazy paranormal happening and, you know, have a movie made. I've been in this for a very long time. I don't have a movie made. I don't have a TV show made, okay? And when I do, it gets goofed anyhow when I get on some of these shows sometimes. But it happens. What can you do? But one thing I got to tell you guys, wow, July 20th, 2022, for the record books for Mysteries Decoded on the CW, yes, I got to co-host with Jennifer Marshall, and guess what? I got word that thus far it was their top rated show of the season. So I want to thank you guys for your support. That was really kind of you, and I hope that it interested you enough to be a fan of the show because really, really great people over there. And wow, I'm telling you, if you haven't seen that episode, we dove into the werewolves of Kentucky, Dogman, all of that. And it was, it really will shape your opinion about what's going on out there. Let's put it that way. I don't want to spoil it for you, but if you go on the CW app, the CW Seed app, you can watch that episode anytime you want. You got it? Anytime you want. And all the episodes. So check it out. And wow, so many great compliments. And I want to thank you guys. You know, it was an adventure. And hopefully I'll have more of those. And, you know, just it's so refreshing to get out and to meet some of these people during the pandemic. I mean, we had to be safe about it. But man, it was so like limiting for so long where we couldn't get out there. And, you know, we filmed like one half in 1 year and then the other half in another year. I mean, it's like, what can you do? The pandemic was smacking us, you know? So, yeah, check it out and tell me what you think about it. You know, tell the people who put on the CW, like, hey, I want to see more of this. And maybe Heidi should pop over. Did I plant that seed? I did. I really had a ball. I love Jennifer Marshall. She is fabulous. And if you haven't heard her interview here, I have also interviewed her. Just a great, great person. Well, guess what today is? Today is all about your emails. I've really got to come up with a name for this. I mean, I used to call it the Outlandish Corner when I hosted on other networks, but I gotta think of something. You know, if you guys got ideas on what you want it to be called, tell me, because I'm just like, dark emails, light emails, become emails. I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah, so this is my favorite time of show. Did I say time type of show? Because this is where I grow and this is where we all grow, hearing what's going on out there. And I am not kidding you, unless in the first line or the subject line, it's like, please help, or don't share my story, or don't tell my name. I really don't look at these emails prior. And sometimes, you know, the English is a little bit broken up and you might hear me kind of stall, like trying to figure out what they're trying to say. As I'm just reading these, you know, willy-nilly and not really organizing them in any kind of fashion. You got me? I mean, and then my emails did something weird and I got a clump of old emails. Like, I'm talking about a couple of years, some of them were. So some of these are just really spread apart and it just kind of shocks me how they kind of, I picked great because they'll like coincide with each other. It's weird. We'll see if it happens today. Happens a lot, but I don't know. All right. So I'm just going to dive on in. And what does this one say? Okay. This one says, Dear Heidi, I have 3 paranormal clients dealing with shadowy bat-like or winged imp-like entities that go inside their bodies through their ears, mouths, other orifices, let's just say that. Have you been contacted by other similarly connected types, I guess they're trying to say? And if so, were you able to help them? Can you call me so we can talk? Destiny. Okay, well, I will tell you this. Okay, so I don't know what size these are. You said imps, so I'm guessing these are the itty-bitty dudes. Winged, I have heard of more of the big ones, okay? And the way that they move about, they could seem kind of shadowy, and they kind of manifest, and then they kind of step back into the shadows, kind of like Hatman can do. So I have heard of those types, the real big mothers. Woof. Horrible. And then I've also heard of these smaller little things that are like scurrying about and people will kind of group them into being a shadow type of being. But again, I point to look at these very distinctive details. Wings? No. Shadow people don't have much distinction going on with them. Okay, so they're shadowy. And they can shapeshift, yes, but it's kind of, the edges are not really clear and kind of fuzzed out. And if they have eyes, they're glowing red. And so I'm not thinking that these are a shadow type of being, but you said bat-like. Yes, I have had some people get a hold of me in regards to that. And yes, I have been successful in helping them to get their power back over such things. And, you know, it's a demon. It's a demon of a sort, but it's like a, cause it, when I've heard of them, there's many of them. And, so there has to be a leader, right? So, it could be complicated and it could be rather urgent for people who are dealing with it actually, because they're everywhere and they're scattering about and they look away and all of a sudden they see it again. And then it's like getting closer and closer. It's like, what is that? Red light, green light. You know, that game, it sounds terrible to compare it to, but, So red light, green light is, you know, you have like all your friends, you know, you're a kid, okay? And they start creeping closer and you're like, when you turn around to look at them, it's red light. So they have to stop and freeze wherever they're at. And you go to turn your back slowly and you say green light, and then they can move. And then you turn back around really quick and say, you know, red light. You're trying not to get tagged by people, okay? They're trying to tag you. So, and that's what these things kind of seem to do to people. It's like they're, you know, things are not moving when they're looking. They turn around and they turn back, and it you know, shifts. Like, if they don't hold their position well, if your friends don't, they're out of the game. So they have to be really quick to freeze, and these things are kind of like that. But then I've had the emails where the people are like, you know, they watch them slowly crawl. I'm talking about these little ones slowly crawl on top of a table or a counter, walking upright even. So I would love more details about this. And I see your number here. So I'm referring you over, and for anybody else too, if you've got something urgent, something that's just kind of harder to explain or whatever, hit me up on Messenger for Facebook or any other social media app, and we could chat there. It's not always easy for me to just, you know, call people directly, and my number, to put it out there to the world, I have to be a bit careful because I do get some folks who like to hunt me down. Not stalk, but, you know, just ring my number a lot. So find me on social media, and, you know, people are always surprised. It's like they ring me and I'm like, yes. They're like, hold on, is that really you? Like, yeah, I told you. So honestly, just find me, and my social media handles are all of them pretty much at one Heidi Hollis. And you don't have to friend request me. You could just send a request for messages and I will connect with you. How's that? I wonder, you're talking about three paranormal clients, and I'm curious if they're all under one roof or not. You know, I got to tell you something too, Destiny. So get this. When I've heard of this going on, it's been grouped in a certain area. Like, I don't know, like there's something going on in the place that they're at, or it's like a whole town. Like they're all reporting of seeing these little things, creepy crawling around. So isn't that weird? So I wonder if, this is all under one roof, or if it's like a neighborhood or a town, because, it's a pattern. It's a pattern. And so we're paying attention to patterns, right? So, So I hope that you could get a hold of me, and we'll have a discussion about it. And, you know, something that's important to know too, it's like sometimes people want to get a name, get their absolute perfect description of what these creatures look like, or under what scenario even. And sometimes it doesn't matter, especially if people are desperate to get rid of them. So pausing to contemplate, you know, what part of history did they come from? Does not matter. We want to save the people. We want to get rid of it. As cool as it might be that you ever catch it on video, these things have been dodging us for eons. You probably won't get that lucky, but, you know, some people do. But again, let's keep in mind, it's all about the people. So, Destiny, I hope to hear from you very soon, or I'll look for you. All right, you guys, we are going to get to our first break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of your.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian?
I'll wait.
Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Well, guess what, guys? We are digging into your emails, and we've started off with a whoa. It's not often I get batwing creature questions, but loving it. Not that people are suffering with this, but loving the variety. And again, class is in session, everybody. all right, so I am flipping through here. And this one. Okay, all right. This one says, "Hi, Heidi. Please get in touch with me. I'm having a shadow person problem." That's a lot of people reaching out to say, call me or something. Here goes a pattern, guys. Here goes one. All right, connections of these emails. I don't know how this happens. All right, I'm having shadow people problems. Okay, and I needed some advice because I found nothing online about what I have seen. Okay, I hope you describe it. I'm not the only person who has seen it, and it tried to lure my daughter out of the house. Okay, and it used her energy to manifest and steal a phone to draw me and my girlfriend out of the house. Okay, hold on. I think this person reached out to me on social media. I'm terrible with names sometimes, but like this scenario is definitely sound like it. I think this is somebody that listened to me and said, "Hey, reach out to me." And I think they must have wrote me first this email. Okay, all right. So I have some background in my head about what this one is about. And yeah, okay, so we're continuing. Where were we? Okay. It tried to lure my daughter out of the house. It used her energy to manifest and steal a phone to draw me and my girlfriend out of the house to find the phone. And then it wasn't where it was ringing. Ooh, okay. That's different. I've seen this in a movie once, though. You know? I mean, it's like, okay, we want the child separate from the parents, so we're going to make it sound like something's out here or they need to go check it out, you know, get the gun or something. And they're actually hiding inside the house to continue to harass the kid or somebody else, you know. Wow. Okay. That's weird. Like, I don't remember you mentioning this in our chat, but you might have. Okay. All right. So draw you both out. And wasn't ringing there. Okay, they used the energy to move things, and my daughter passed out from it. Okay, I do remember you mentioning this too. And they tried to distract us and steal my daughter. Oh, I don't remember that part. Now, that's highly disturbing. That's really disturbing. She thought it was Jesus. Oh, because she had no grid for it, of course. It had a high back green collar on its black cloak with a red belt on it. It doesn't have a face. Okay, so, all right. She showed me a drawing of this thing. And really, really, really disturbing. It's like a combo of Mars Attacks, weird-looking creature head with a bubble, but that was the glow coming off. And the collar was really high, kind of like Dracula type of thing, and had this cloak thing. And these tactics, trying to get at I believe she was a two-year-old or something, really young, two or four, maybe 4 years old. I'm sorry, I can't always remember the details, but it's like, I knew she was a very young child. And this thing was just not backing off and doing every trick in the book to try to get this family separate, to do whatever kind of harm or whatever it wanted to this very young little girl. And wow, how innocent, you know, little girl's like, it must be Jesus. There goes that other thing. Remember a couple of episodes ago, and I often get these people who will try to say that, you know, if it's something like Hat Man, like, oh, he's a guardian, you know, he didn't scare me type of thing. And then we have that little switcheroo. The person actually saw what was defending him, unbeknownst to him, was Archangel Michael. And like, wow, that's amazing, right? So this positive vibe that she might have felt, she might have been protected by Jesus. How beautiful of a thought is that? Because this is an innocent, and she surely would have a difficult time defending herself from something ancient, old, rotten, whatever this is, that's trying to take advantage of a little girl, all right? Does that make sense? Not okay. I think you can rest assured if she felt that way, that something might have been there that was protecting her. Okay, so to continue, I had a high back green collar on its black cloak with a red belt. Really tacky, okay? It doesn't have a face. Its body is long and gangly, and its skin is black and billows like smoke. Everybody, class, raise your hand if you've ever heard this before. Huh? Anybody? And that is the leader, and there are two of them. Now, that's interesting. Okay, so for some reason, Hat Man, he was never one to do like the smoky thing so much. But more lately, I'm hearing this kind of distortion in what people are seeing. So it's like a tornado, even, type of Hat Man looking thing, like this black smoky stuff around him. And, you know, Hat Man is not quite from here. He is evil. He does direct a lot of horrible things to happen to people and things around him. But he also has things that work for him. Now, I was, when I saw the image that she sent over, that she drew, the mom of the little girl drew, I was like, oh gosh, that's a little weird, you know? And she described I hope this is the right name. She described the creature's teeth being like something called Chubby Wubby. All right. And I didn't stop to look it up at the time. And I was like, what a name, you know? I'm like, huh. And, you know, I was telling her different things and how she can try to protect her daughter and to secure her home. And, you know, so the kid can grow up, you know, and be the advanced human being she apparently is that attracted this piece of crap coming at her the way that it was. I mean, what a little girl like that. I mean, how dare it? So I looked up, like, after I chatted with her at great length, I looked up Chubby Wubby. Yeah, Chubby Wubby. I'm like, this sounds like a teddy bear, all gushy and cute and sweet and all this stuff. When I saw the teeth, I was like, oh, snap. You know what it looked like? It looked like the teeth on Pennywise from the movie It from Stephen King. those really disgusting, jagged, like, shark, like, I don't know, all embracing teeth. And I was like, hold on. It's Hat Man. I know what it is. So he changed up his outfit. He changes it. He does. But that presence and this black smoky thing. The thing that I am wondering about, you're saying, you know, there are two of them. So what are they, twins? Is there one that's a little different, one smaller? Because I have heard that. But my understanding when it comes to Hat Man, there appears to be one. And now, people will say that they differ in size, and but there's a reason for that. There's a reason, okay? It's really, really a disturbing thing to say, but Hat Man has others that work for him, okay? Recruits of a sort. Does that make sense? So, yeah. Yeah, you might see more than one, or you might see a different type hanging around. But there is only one of him. I mean, it's like saying, you know, the devil has a brother and he might stop by sometime to take everybody's soul at the end of this world. You know, no. It's just one. All you need to really find him disgusting and something you want to get rid of. But, you know, guys, the ones that are listening to this story and taking into account that this is a little girl, and the whole family is being toyed with to gain access. So when a child is complaining about something going on and you just have these random odd things going on, you know, people find the craziest things in their heads to think, I'm just imagining this, you know, there's nothing going on here, you know. It's like, obviously I dropped the phone out of my pocket walking through the yard or something, but that's not always the case now, is it? We have to pay attention. We have to realize that there are things toying with us while we're trying to debate if we're really experiencing something. Okay? The government, listen, the government is aware of an alien presence. Let that sink in. And they have told us. Now, they've known for a long time, but they've told us. So, now that we've stepped into this new room of understanding, having a poltergeist type event with some chubby wubby tooth looking creature called Hat Man walking around doing horrible things and trying to lure you out of the house, that's not a stretch. That's not a stretch, okay? These things, we could call it a spirit, we could call it the devil, we could call it whatever. We could throw all sorts of titles on it. The important thing is to know it's real and it's going on. Thousands, if not millions, are understanding this and realizing this. And as odd as it sounds, I know that I came here during this specific time in this world's evolution or whatever it is to warn people about what's going on here on this planet, in this existence. It's real, people. We have to be prepared. And how do we prepare? First step, acknowledging that you got a soul. Second step, protecting it. And having faith that there's something more positive out there to protect against such negative things. Call it God. I call it Jesus. There's angelic presences. And, you know, we can do this. We got this. I know it. There is hope. All right, you guys, we got to get to our next break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Wow, we're getting some interesting emails today. I am rather blown away and taken aback. A lot of urgency out there, and it just continues, guys. It just continues. We have got to do better to keep these things at bay and to tell others, right? We're here to plant the seed so people can at least feel comfortable enough to, like, hey, Susie, so I heard you're into these topics. So I kind of saw something, you know. Let them be more comfortable to bring these things up so they don't suffer alone. We can't let people suffer alone in this stuff. It's hard. It is really hard. And if anything, I want to make my mark in that way to let people know, like, this is not something that you just sit there with a flashlight under your chin making spooky sounds to talk about. We have got to get comfortable with this because it's not going anywhere and it's going to get worse. And it is getting worse. And trust me, you're hearing my emails. This is spooky, is it not? All right. So, all right, continuing. This one says, hi, Heidi. You can use my name. Okay, great. What's your name? Oh, Michael. I listen to you on iHeartRadio. Well, awesome. You ask for a story. Yes, I do. I always do. Well, it's not much of a story, but I will tell you what happened that confirmed to me there is a spirit world. Ah, okay. Back in 2014, I lived in Tucson, Arizona. While in Tucson, I discovered a vortex. Oh, I've seen one of those. It's pretty freaky, in person especially. And I formed a relationship with this vortex? The experience at times would become very frightening. Oh, I bet. I would lose control over my body and my voice would become someone else's. Wow, Michael, that's sounding like a possession type thing. All right. I had this relationship with this vortex for months. And on one morning, I was given a 10-hand massage by spirits. Have you ever heard of a 10-hand massage? They're awesome and unforgettable. This one was my first and only one. It lasted for 15 minutes. I don't know. That sounds not right. But I'm going to look this up here. Okay. Five people simultaneously massaging rhythmically to music. And what one does, it passes on to the other. Okay. All right. This is different. I'm learning today. I'm learning I've never heard of such a thing, but it sounds freaky to experience from unseen, perhaps unclean spirits. I don't know. I hope this is one of the spooky times, Michael, because that sounds spooky. Because that just happened out of nowhere in the morning? Like, wow. Okay. All right, so it was unforgettable. It's your first and only one, last 15 minutes. This vortex wasn't in some hidden location. It was at a baseball field that was next to a school and library. The events at the vortex led me to writing my first book. It was just like you had told the story. Huh. What? It was just like you and had to tell the story? Oh, okay. You had to tell the story. Okay. The part about the 10-hand massage isn't in the book. As you well know, not everything you want to say can make it into your book. You just can't say it all. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you have to filter some things out. What I don't understand, it's like, how did you come across this? You know, like, where I'm biting. Okay, where'd you come across this? Did you just, like, happen to be playing baseball one day? Or somebody threw a baseball into a void and you thought, wow, I bet there's a vortex there? You know, like, what was going on? Did you just visit this regularly? You know, there's a lot of questions, Now, for myself, when I experience a vortex, I never had seen something like this before. Absolutely never have. But just exploring yours a little bit further, so you know that things are reaching out and touching you. That's a little too close, Michael. I would be worried about stuff like, I don't know, possession or getting a hitchhiker to come back home with you. You know, it's a vortex. It's a division between realities is what I'm assuming you're hinting at. And things can pass through it. And maybe it's softening you up for a good old possession. You know, I hope not. I hope that everything turned out okay. You seem okay, I think. But not everybody would be okay with what you're just describing here. I sure wouldn't. It's like, oops, something touched me. I'm spinning around. Okay, what was it? What was it? And I'm looking, you know, but 10 hands rhythmically massaging your entire body. When you let your guard down, things like that can take advantage. There might be one that's off key and really cause harm. Yeah, so I don't know. All right, so when I had come across a vortex, I don't believe I've shared it here on this program. I might have, I don't know. I was speaking somewhere, and when you go to speak at different conferences and whatnot, people are like, oh, I live close. You have got to see what I've got, you know? And I'm always open. I'm like, sure, okay, what's going on? And I was with a group of cool friends of mine, and we're like, all like, yeah, let's go on an adventure. Sure. You know, and we're like trickling on over. And it was the lady warned us. She said, you know, I've got Bigfoot, I've got spirit orbs, and I've got a vortex and all this stuff on my property. It's like, cool. Okay. All right. I feel okay. I've got several friends with me, you know, and we come upon this area. Okay. And more recently, I watched the show Skinwalker Ranch. Okay. So if you have seen it, then you might know what I'm talking about. But so you know, we had a couple of hours hanging out with these folks and a beautiful place and a good time and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden we see this light coming up out of the ground. And we just kind of froze. And she goes, oh, there it is. You know, like there goes the vortex. What? A beam of light. Did you see it also in the Skinwalker Ranch show? Beam of light going up. And I am not kidding you. At that time, like, we had cameras, all right? Disposable cameras. And we had all run out of our film. We just didn't have film left. And, of course, this vortex pops up right then. And it was really, really, really aggravating that we couldn't get a shot of it. But there were probably about 8 of us witnessing this thing. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But I seen a vortex and we saw something that looked like it was poking its head out, actually. And there was just all this energy around it. And I got to tell you, I've never seen such a congregation of orbs. around a property so much. And, well, hello, there's a big vortex shooting a big old bright beam of light out of the ground. So that could be indeed why there was so much activity going on, Bigfoot activity, all sorts of things. Anything that you can imagine was happening right then and there. And I was just absolutely enamored. And it's an experience that I talk about quite a bit still. So yeah, I believe in vortexes. A lot of people have documented them over the years. But again, how do you prove it? How can you say this is for real? And if it was really a magnificent event, guess what? Suddenly it would be cordoned off because that's the way our government rolls. I mean, just think of El Junque Forest, and anytime somebody goes missing in the forest and there was a suspected Bigfoot sighting in the area, suddenly you can't bring your dogs in even to help in the search for a missing person. Oh, what, Bigfoot was found? Oh, see, no. And then the person's missing. Oh yeah, we're just going to kind of control the situation here. No. That is not okay. There is a problem. And so because vortexes are real, the government, are you kidding me? Of course they are capable of spotting this stuff. Of course they're able to document this stuff. You know, watching things like Skinwalker Ranch and knowing what was going on there, and the government and Bigelow, and they all packed up their bags and moved on out because they got enough of the information. And these people, in one little trip over there, they got all this information and documentation of something wild going on. Imagine the amount of documentation the government got along with Bigelow when they were there for, I don't know, years and years, you know? So we gotta understand they have a lot of knowledge, and suddenly it is not to be shared, and we are once again left in the dark. Why is that? Because the technology that exists and that is showing itself to be here in this world, and the anomalies, not just the technology, the anomalies going on, it just lets you know that it's something to behold and to be having. And people are, you know, not always surviving what's they discover. You know, suddenly they go missing. You know, oh, I discovered free energy, and I can create levitating motors and all this stuff, and all of a sudden they get shut down, they mysteriously die, and you never hear about this stuff again. They're arrested, incarcerated, whatever. I mean, it's insanity, guys. It's a shame, because who's running this show? I thought the taxpayers did, but absolutely no. Absolutely. I mean, how can we, if we don't even know or get to sign on the dotted line to say, sure, donate money over here for this or for that? You know, it's not for the people. It's not with the people. And I think this is true for any country, unfortunately. I mean, we try to make change, right? We try to step up and do different things. And, you know, still ultimately we're at the mercy of, you know, a handful of people. And we're left in the dark. So there's a lot of technology that is out there, a lot of understandings that's out there, and they are not going to tell us, not ever, no. It's a shame and a sham, and I hate to be the one to break it to you. Like I'm the one telling you guys. You guys should know this by now, right? I know. One day, you know, when we're looking back on this lifetime, we're going, what? They were able to do what? I could have saved my kid from cancer because they had the cure all the time. Oh my gosh, I didn't have to pay the electric bill and like get kicked out of my home because I couldn't keep up with the bills. There's free energy all that while. And what? We didn't have to depend on fossil fuels? Yeah, all that stuff. Uh-huh. And oh, what? They're going to other planets with reverse engineered alien technology. Yeah, I said it. All right. So anyways, we got to get to our next break. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. and paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Oh, okay. I'm breathing after that little roll there on all the lovely elements, I think, of this this little shindig of our powers going as they are, getting full of themselves and doing so much with alien technology, and not stopping to consult with the rest of us. Where'd that come from? You know, I talk about these things here and there. And I have met so many people over the years, and people who want to be anonymous. Others are whistleblowers who are being painfully honest about what it is they know to be true going on in this reality. It's our reality. It's going on here. I mean, we did hear about the new congressional bill, right, to help protect whistleblowers who want to share about UFOs. What do you guys think about that? How cool is that? Why do we need that protection? But, you know, I heard people, you know, making some good points about, like, well, we've already had the whistleblowers. They've already been stepping forward. Is this just a way to grab their names so they can hush them? Like, oh, that one knows too much. Maybe we should bump their car a little bit. You know, it's scary. It's scary. And I've had those conversations where people are like, want to keep my pension. I don't want to ruin that for me and my family. But man, are we doing some stuff? And it's like, how many thousands, if not millions, of our young men and women who are in the military, who went in there to try to make a difference, you know, protect our rights and, you know, honorable things. And then they're put to this whole thing of, all right, we're going to go and drag that UFO off, and we're going to reverse engineer that, keep you under our thumbs, and don't you dare speak of it because death might follow you. You know, like, how horrible. How horrible. What a thing to live with. And then people hear of, you know, there's been these things also where they're brainwashing, you know, wiping their memories clear. And if you have any doubts about there being that kind of technology, I mean, here we got Havana syndrome. It's causing irreparable damage to people. It's as if they got hit in the head. Memory issues, dizzy, you know, speech problems, word finding issues, all this stuff. So, man, these people toy with stuff. And it should make everybody angry, honestly, not just myself. It's highly disappointing. How about that? I'll cool it to say it's disappointing. Yeah, because I got one for you. I got one for you. All right. This is really cray cray. All right. This is cray cray. And I know how it's going to sound. But, you know, we like a good ghost hunting like episode every once in a while where they're like, ooh, they got a really good EVP, electronic voice phenomena, for those of you who do not know, which is like a ghostly voice speaking, saying, you know, we're here or get out. And it's always this wispy like voice, like it's like a whisper. It also, when I've ever heard a ghost, it's always like this, like, Heidi, ugh. You want to talk about the chill? That's a chill. That's a chill moment. I ain't not talking about, you know, relaxing and eating grapes chill. I'm talking about down to the bone, like horrifying. And so I don't know what it is about crossing over through these different voids in our world. It makes their voices quite weak. I guess because they don't have vocal cords physically, maybe that could be it. But okay. So electronic voice phenomena. So we believe these things to be actual, right? We're getting some good stuff. Like, we hear children, we hear women, we hear cries and screams and growls on these things. And it's pretty palpable. I mean, you're like, wow, I really got that just now, right? So imagine this. And also, I've had some folks come on the program here who have you know, different types of EVP boxes and ones that they made up, even then Evox and Tony and Cherie. They've been doing some great things with the work that they've been, you know, tinkering around with different toys, and it's amazing. I even had a session on there, and I was blown away with what they got, and just still kind of sends chills down my spine of what came across there. But so get this. Oh, and it's probably important that with Tony and Cherie Rathman's Evox machine, that they didn't just get ghosts. They also got angelic, alien, demonic, all in one. So imagine that. And they've been working with these types of Evox machines that they've been creating for, you know, a decade or so. And it's amazing what they're getting, and to be able to distinguish and decipher better what they're hearing. Because when I was listening, I'm like, oh, I kind of heard. And it's like, oh, nope. I know that inference in that voice with that. Okay, I got it. You know, and he totally like, you know, transcribed it. And I was like shocked. Okay. So if my friends can do that, what do you think the government is aware of? What do you think they're able to create to listen into these other worlds going on around us too? Would you be surprised if they had such a thing? Well, I've got it on good authority that indeed they do. That they have various types of equipment to hear the voices that others, meaning beings not from here, demonic, angelic, and ghostly phenomena, that they are recording them too. That they've got a little portable box that they go around with and listen. Yeah. How's that make you feel? Did they put that on the news anywhere? No. They'll just make it seem like we're all nuts, right? That we're experiencing these things. They make no mention about it, but this is a little side gig that they're doing, a little side hustle. Yeah, that's what they're doing. You know, I'll never forget when I saw this job that a scientist had working for the government somewhere in D.C., and one of his jobs was to test which ketchup was the runniest or the thickest. And he would put them in this little container thing and flip the ketchup bottle and see which one would run. I mean, did they ask us? Did they ask us? Like, you know what? I'd like to give up my home for that, to pay that man's salary. That's not fair. But this is what's going on. So they've been listening in on EVP, like, type sessions and technologies. I mean, hello, if we can listen to somebody that's scratching their leg from a satellite, what are they hearing with this technology when it comes to non-physical voices coming through the ethers? They know a lot, guys. They do. They do. So sometimes I get a little salt that goes a little bit deeper into the wounds on this for me, because it's like, the people who they have hushed, the people whose lives they've disrupted and lost sleep, their health, as they're just, you know, having a good old time with this technology. Oh, that's a matter of national security. Ghosts? Really? Ghost voices? Alien voices? In my living room? You've got a box like that? Why don't you put that thing on in Best Buy or something so we can all go purchase one, you know? So we can have a better understanding, too. That's not, you know, come on. So it's upsetting, because I have been in this for so long, and I've met these people who are so upset, and they're dealing with these things. They have no answers, and they don't know what to do. And here we've got our government taking video of a candy flying through the sky, Tic Tac. Come on. They can go and back up the camera and pan around to the UFO they were probably chasing it in. I mean, that they back engineered or something, because I know they've got them. We all know they've got them, right? We all are aware of this. So I'm just hoping and praying that, you know, we can reel in these people that claim to have our best interest to, you know, fess up and give us a break. Because a lot of us really need that. A lot of us really need to have that moment to be okay in our world and in our homes. And if there's a piece of equipment that's going to help us get a bit more comfortable with that, please tell us. Give us a hint. Because we need that. We really do. All right. So I ranted here a little bit. I have to skip an email, but it'll be just for the next show, right? I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation and the big reveal. The government, letting it sink in, the government has powerful electronic voice phenomena, machinery, I don't know what they call it, for themselves. I mean, maybe they call it the Enterprise for all we know. And they are tuning in too. They're listening to the spirit world. They're listening into all these different waves that are coming in. And they can tell the difference too. So yeah, let that sink in, everybody. Whoo, woosah, just woosah it, you know? That's all you can do, because they're not going to help. They're not going to help. They're going to have a good old time hoarding this information for themselves, and to maybe make a nice insulation in the walls of their base on Mars that they're tending to. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right. But, you know, get the imagination flowing, everybody. Come along with me. All right, you guys. So we've come to the bottom of another fabulous program. I hope you enjoyed yourselves as I did. And yeah, go to my main website. Tell me what's going on. What's on your mind? You want a whistleblow story? You come here first, all right? go to HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com and tell me your stories. Give the most detail that you can. And also, find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of that, at one Heidi Hollis. And and reach out, because if you got a problem going on, I could be of help, and I see you, I will pop on and help you out as well. So check out, also I have the comic strip at the Outlanders comic on Instagram, and I'm here for you guys. Kind of crack a joke at these things as well, and live your lives, all right? We can do this. We got this. And again, go to the CW Seed app and watch Mysteries Decoded, Episode 3. I am co-hosting with Jennifer Marshall. All right, you guys, you have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.